The Talkeetna Historical Society Board of Directors decided last week to cancel the town's annual Moose Dropping Festival. This summer, the popular event was marred by drunken revelers, rowdy behavior, and even one death. KTNA's Sue Dio has the story.
The festival has grown each year, and although one might think that means more money, Board President Rich Crane says it's not so.
As the festival has expanded, our financial return has dropped. The bigger it gets, the less we make financially.
This year, the festival brought in an estimated 5,000 people to the small village of 800. It just happened to have all the right keys to make what became a disastrous weekend. Alaska State Trooper Jacob Covey was on hand at the town hall meeting held on the 13th and described there what he and his troopers experienced during the festival.
I've been a trooper for 11 years. I've worked at Arctic Man 3 years. Arctic Man has anywhere between 15 and 25,000 people in an area now much larger than Talkeetna. And Arctic Man is more manageable than what we had this year.
Not only was there gang violence, there was underage drinking, drunk driving arrests, a reported armed robbery, and most tragically, a 22-year-old died in the Talkeetna River. According to Donna Dearman, that event and others got lumped into the festival discussion, even though it took place away from the festival itself.
It was a multitude of things that added to the problems that occurred that day. To single out the festival, I just feel, is not a fair thing. It's not fair to the Historical Society, it's not fair to the people of this community, and it's not fair to our history.
Mandy Hartley, business owner and resident, has been involved with the festival in the past. Her reaction to the board's decision is one of relief.
I think a year off would be good, and maybe people will come out and help. It's time for other people to step up and take a turn at the board, take a turn in any way they can to help.
The Historical Society will start to study new venues for this coming year's fundraising and have thanked all the many people who came forward with ideas for future money-making efforts. In Talkeetna, this is Sue Dio.